This is Jamie Dyer welcoming you to another edition of the Crowcast. And this is part five of my series of reactions or interpretations to the Rossi Young In Conversation videos, which have been going up on the Francis Rossi channel over the last five or so weeks or so. We're on episode five now. Now, if you're unfamiliar, these are a series of videos where Francis Rossi and Bob Young, the writers of many status quo hits and obscurities, album tracks, you name it, over decades, they wrote so many of these things. And they sat down to talk about it and discuss certain things. And as previous viewers and listeners have pointed out, they have this thing where they kind of go off into frivolity and laughter and, you know, showing that relationship that they built up over the previous decades. And so sometimes the answers aren't completely straightforward, but we've had little nuggets of their personal life, you know, little stories here and there, little things from down the years, plus little gems about some of these songs, including Gerd & Dooler, Paper Plane, Shy Fly at one point as well. But this week, they decided to focus on Softer Ride, which is the B-side to Paper Plane, and has become a legendary status quo live song over the previous decades. It was even performed on Acoustic as well. It was one of the first songs I learned on guitar back in the day. Certainly the ding 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 ding. I mean, that's such a it really sticks out, doesn't it? And it's kind of the quiet, you know, the calm before the storm, that riff that comes in before we get the boogie of Parfit. Now, if you've seen this song written down on websites, on records over the years, it is credited to Lancaster Parfit or Parfit Lancaster. And in this video, Rossi Young say that they actually wrote the song. And we get a story of the origin of the song. So Francis says they were playing a gig with an offshoot of Atomic Rooster. He can't remember the keyboardist's name from Atomic Rooster. He name checks John Ducan at one point, who he of course produced later on. And basically he was working on this riff from Softer Ride. And he says that the gig was cancelled or something to that effect. And then Bob Young worked on this with him. And they said it's very kind of Bob Young lyrics. I ain't going to work. I ain't going to work no more. And Bob kind of related an anecdote of the origins of those lyrics and how that works. And then we get a tiny bit about kind of band mechanics and the songwriting side of it, you know, the quality control. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. I'm using a bunch of phrases that they use here, but go and watch the video. I'll leave the link in the description below. And basically, they had a word with Colin Johnson, manager at the time, who said someone had complained about this stuff. And so, as it turned out, with this, Softer Ride, they say, was given to Parfit Lancaster. Now, this isn't an unusual thing. This happens, and I think it was in Francis's book that occasionally, you know, at times for royalty purposes and to even the playing field, other people who perhaps didn't have a whole credit to this, you know, to that song, maybe weren't involved in the complete writing process, they'd put them in there to kind of balance it up. There's loads of songs in the early days, certainly in the early Boogie days, that are credited to all four members, and that will be to balance up the royalty checks and stuff, won't it, and other bits and pieces. And so that's not unusual. I'm not sure that I knew this piece of information that Rossi Young wrote Softer Ride. Francis says in the video that Rick and Alan both claim to write it, but there's sort of stuff about memory and not being able to remember or something like that. And the thing is, I can imagine that to be true, because, you know, they recorded so many songs over the years, you know, and it's an interesting piece of information. I really like the song. It always sounded great live, especially, as I say, Calm Before the Storm goes straight in to that riff. And then, it was just a moment of magic. And the thing is, regardless of who wrote it or who came up with the idea or who's credited, it is a classic Status Quo song which has endured and been played over the many decades. And whoever wrote it, it just rocks, I think, at the end of the day. It's on the B-side of Paper Plane. I mean, how many people must have heard it on the radio, you know, Paper Plane, and then turned over the side and just gone, this is great. This is exactly what I was looking for. I feel like, did they not play it during the John Peel sessions too at some point? So, yeah, rocking track. Great to hear something of the origin of it. And I think possibly my favourite episode so far, because I've been unsure previously whether there's anything that I hadn't heard before. Whereas with this, it was like, I'm not sure I knew that. That's completely new. And they seem very, there was still a little bit of jokiness in there, but it was a lot more to the point, I think, as well. I look forward to following episodes. I'm going to keep keep trying to react to these things. Much easier with the songs, obviously, than the personal stuff, because I don't want to pass comment on personal stuff. But yeah, really great episode. Really enjoyed it. What did you think? Did you know this piece of information? Do let me know in the comments below and via all the usual channels as well. And I will see you again for another episode of the Crowcast.